start a trip day. It is a great honor for us to announce that we have reached an agreement on the Iranian nuclear issue. With courage, political will, mutual respect, and leadership, we delivered on what the world was hoping for: a shared commitment to peace and to join hands in order to make our world safer. This is an historic day also because we are creating the conditions for building trust and opening a new chapter in our relationship. This achievement is the result of a collective effort. No one ever thought it would be easy. Historic decisions never are. Despite all twists and turns in the talks and the number of exceptions, hope and determination enabled us to overcome all the difficult moments. We have always been aware we had a responsibility to our generation and the future ones. Thanks to the constructive engagement of all parties and the dedication and ability of our teams, we have successfully concluded negotiations and resolved a dispute that lasted more than 10 years. Many people brought these difficult negotiations forward during the last decade, and we would like to thank them all, as we would like to thank the International Atomic Energy Agency for its critical contribution and close cooperation, as well as the Austrian government for the support and the hospitality. We, the European Union High Representative for Foreign and Security Policy and the Foreign Minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran, together with the Foreign Ministers of the People's Republic of China, France, Germany, the Russian Federation, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America, met here in Vienna, following several months of intensive work at various levels and in different formats, to negotiate the text of the current comprehensive plan of action based on the key parameters agreed in Lausanne on the 2nd of April. We have today agreed on the final text of this joint comprehensive plan of action. The E3, EU+3, and the Islamic Republic of Iran welcome this historic joint comprehensive plan of action, which will ensure that Iran's nuclear program will be exclusively peaceful and mark a fundamental shift in their approach to this issue. The agreement anticipates that full implementation of this joint comprehensive plan of action will positively contribute to regional and international peace and security. Iran reaffirms that under no circumstances will Iran ever seek, develop, or acquire any nuclear weapons. The joint comprehensive plan of action includes Iran's own long-term plan with agreed limitations on Iran's nuclear program, and will produce the comprehensive lifting of all UN Security Council sanctions, as well as multilateral and national sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program, including steps on access in areas of trade, technology, finance, and energy. The joint comprehensive plan of action comprises of a main text and 5 technical annexes on nuclear, sanctions, civil nuclear energy cooperation, a joint commission, and implementation. These documents are detailed and specific. That is important because all sides wanted clarity so as to ensure the full and effective implementation of the agreement. The joint comprehensive plan of action is a balanced deal that respects the interests of all sides. It is also complex, detailed, and technical. We cannot fully summarize the agreement now, but the full main text and all its annexes will be made public still today and will be presented within the next few days by the E3+3 to the Security Council for endorsement. We know that this agreement will be subject to intense scrutiny, but what we are announcing today is not only a deal, it's a good deal. And a good deal for all sides and the wider international community. This agreement opens new possibilities and a way forward to end a crisis that has lasted for more than 10 years. We are committed to make sure this joint comprehensive plan of action is fully implemented, counting also on the contribution of the International Atomic Energy Agency. We call on the world community to support the implementation of this historic effort. This is the conclusion of our negotiations, but this is not the end of our common work. We will keep doing this important task together. Thank you.
Your perseverance and for keeping us company during these difficult negotiations. Now, as it has become our customary form of presentation, I will present exactly the same paper that Ms. Mogherini read in English in person. So don't worry, it's the same thing. ساختن شرایط لازم برای اعتماد و ایجاد فصل جدیدی در روابط ما هست. این دستاورد مقصود تلاش جمعی است. چه شخص تصور